Hello and welcome to the podcast. Words will never describe how much we appreciate you for taking the time to catch up on our show. Because you might have been busy when it was on live and you think, I can't miss that. So you've come and downloaded it. And we thank you for that.
We do thank you. And you're going to thank us as well. You know what? Because it's, you know, one hand washes the other. This was a great show.
What was your favourite part?
My PC sketch.
Oh, yes, that was very good.
More genius work from Steve.
Yes.
It was
Take
good.
The week off until next week when you do one.
And also, you guys heading down to training. Thank you for going down. I couldn't make it, and it looks like you had a ball.
Do you think Yuzi's going to chat to us again after what happened today?
Yeah, I text him. I text him to check in.
What did he say?
Because he left very abruptly.
Yes, because we did have we had someone called up, NASA, from Married at First Sight, and just hijacked, I guess, the interview. But what did he say? What did you write first?
He left abruptly and we're like, oh, is he okay? I said, hey, buddy, thanks for coming on the show. Sorry to surprise you. We didn't know NASA was going to call up. We just did it. So he goes, all good, mate. I love random. And then I replied with a thumbs up emoji.
And did he like the thumbs up emoji or that was too much?
He sent me a dick pic. So I think we're good.
That's good.
I think we're okay.
Oh, no. Now I'm thinking about him. Okay.
Little Husey.
Don't you think that when you think of...
He didn't actually send me one.
No.
That was a bit of fun on the end.
Think about that and now listen to the podcast.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Sidestep the big guys and kick healthy eating goals by shopping at your local fruit shop. Find your local fruit shop at yourlocalfruitshop.com.au.
Stav, Abby and Matt could have been legends of origin.
The inaugural Hit 105 could have water sort of cup. You're simply
the best. Ah, it is a mere days away.
First training session last night. Yep. Are you more excited or nervous for Saturday after that?
Oh, nervous, 100%. I'm excited, but nervous excited.
Uh-huh. Maddie was definitely the skinniest one there.
No, second skinniest.
Second skinniest, all right.
Second skinniest, thank you.
You were the skinniest then?
No, God, no. I was with the big boys.
We're going to play you all the audio and Abby's amazing encouragement from the sideline as we train. That's coming up after 8:30. But just to recap, we're putting this on for the guys who don't get believed that they are brilliant football players. We have, it kind of took a turn and became a beast, really, this thing, didn't it?
Yeah, a juggernaut.
Yes, you, the entertainment manager, Abby.
Yep.
Have come on board. We've got cheerleaders.
Which are brilliant from a local big name team here.
Yep, an NRL team.
Professionals.
That we can't mention.
Yes, because we don't have official sponsorship.
Which is why I was going to dance with them, but they're really professionals, so I think it's better if they just do their thing.
So we decided they can do that. Yep. But you are singing the national anthem.
Not by choice, but someone called up to do that. So there you go. That'll be amazing. Stav is going to skydive in.
I got my Elvis costume yesterday.
Yes.
On a remote.
And a ball bag.
Yes, to put the football game ball in there.
Are you going to place that in the middle of the field? Suzuki, number one for customer satisfaction. New cars, according to Canstar Blue. They came on to pay for that. There's food trucks. Fuse Pyrotechnics are doing the fireworks. Event Portables Australia are giving us portaloos because we sold over 2,000 free tickets.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We need some portaloos.
And a couple of the Islander boys and the football teams last night asked if their families could come without tickets. And I said, sure, you're one of the players. They said, be prepared for 15 Taragos to turn up.
But it's a moment for, I think, stars to be born.
Yeah.
You know, we're really...
Maddie, maybe.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the different players. Yeah, absolutely. I might get picked up in a singing contract.
Imagine that. Imagine when they see you on The Voice next
sing,
year.
Guys. I really can't sing.
This is Abby, she had such a great career. She's already sung at State of Origin, the national anthem. It cuts to you. Then you're sadly walking down the corridor for
your next
shot.
She shouldn't be in The Voice. This is a novice competition.
But we've been thinking about it, though, because normally you have halftime entertainment, and this is an opportunity for people that are like, finally, there gets to be a massive crowd and I get to show off my skills.
We want weird stuff, but though, right?
Anything. I mean, our producer Candy was saying a unicycle. I reckon that's hard considering I saw the pitch yesterday. Yeah. I don't think that would be the right thing considering it's a bit muddy and juggling. Aldi, we could do juggling. Yeah.
Aldi did have unicycles on the cheap a couple of weeks ago. So
did they?
Yeah, they did.
Wow. They can't do that on the field.
Huh, maybe. I don't know.
All right, whatever.
You get off-road unicycle.
Yeah. What about, you know how like in the American versions of like the pageants and that, they got the glass players?
Did you hear a glass player from the stands?
We'd mic them.
Yeah.
Mic them up.
Uh-huh.
Did you?
Yeah. No, we're not. We don't have to. It was just a suggestion.
Magician? Would you take a saw someone in half?
Only if they have a rabbit. I would definitely take a magician with a rabbit. Yes. But, I mean, anything that you kind of go, this is finally I get to show everyone my skills or my trick or my party trick even. Mm.
Halftime entertainment. We're locking it in now. 13 10 60. Ring us. Anything you got, it is free though. We don't have any payment.
Oh, that's
right?
True. Yes,
that's the only thing we remember.
Volunteering. Yeah.
Yes, we're doing this on freebies. 13 10 60.
Maybe you got some community service you need to get down.
Oh, we would totally sign the book. We would totally sign it.
We would sign your book.
Yes.
Stav, Abby, and Matt
on Hit 105.
Stav, Abby, and Matt could have been legends of origin.
The inaugural Hit 105 quarter water sort of cup. You're simply
the best. Saturday, Emerson Park, Valley's Diehards, the game of the century gets played. The guys who no one believes are out there on the field proving what they've got, along with a guy who did once prove, guaranteeing he will play.
Absolutely, I'll be there.
Corey Parker, what a guy.
What's Corey Parker last night, Maddie?
He doesn't need to train.
Yeah, no, he got busy with the kids. He's a family man.
Absolutely, I'll be there.
But his words.
Absolutely, I'll be there.
He is going to take to the field. Okay. A lot of the guys asking about Corey last night.
Uh-huh. I was as well.
I've got a lot right. My entire reputation is riding on Corey Parker.
Absolutely, I'll be there.
All right, but moving on to more important things, we're talking about the entertainment because that's going to be the big draw card for a lot of people. Stav is skydiving in, which is great, and I think that's a big draw card. People are very excited about it.
Yeah, people anytime there's a risk of dying, people are really excited.
Yeah. People kept asking me why Elvis, and I'm like, I forgot why I said that.
Why did you pick Elvis?
I don't know. I thought that's what people did. Dressed as Elvis, I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Right. Cool. Elvis probably was high a lot, but that's about it.
Are you going to sing when you come down? Like, thank you very much.
Is that your Elvis?
We'll work on that.
I'll do it.
Halftime entertainment is what we're locking in here.
It is. Right? So we want to know, is there anything you could do halftime to entertain the people? We've got Emma from Herwood. What do you think, Emma?
Yeah, I have some stunters and some tumblers that could do some fun skills.
Oh, like...
Yeah.
Cheerleady stunters?
Yeah, so they'll do like tosses in the air and some kids that can do some flips and things.
That's great. Do they mind doing it on the grass if it's a bit muddy? Is that okay?
No, they're happy to do that.
Yeah, cool.
They wouldn't prefer concrete.
I thought they might do inside.
We can sprinkle some broken glass around if that would help.
They might do mats. You know how they normally do inside with mats? Right.
Imagine that. Sorry, guys. I can only do my backflips on bitumen. Tanya's on 13 10 60. Halftime entertainment. It's the only gap we've found in the game so far. What have you got for us?
My daughter is a contortionist.
Oh.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. You always watch them and you go, ooh.
Ouch. Ooh, ouch. Is she double jointed?
Yeah, everywhere.
Everywhere.
Okay. So what kind of things can she do?
She bends herself in half. She puts her feet in front of her face and just... bends herself in all different shapes.
Do you know the funny thing about that? That's going to happen to Matt in the game as well, so...
No, it won't. Because I will run away.
That would be good.
Yeah, contortionist. Cool. I mean, it's not what you'd expect at halftime at
That's
a game.
That's why it's so good.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, 13 10 60, if you've got any suggestions here for halftime entertainment. We're taking anything, really.
Jennifer and Marsden, what do you think we should have at halftime?
The Little League players. My son plays in an under-8 Logan Brothers team, and I know there'd be a couple of teams there that'd love to come and do it like they do in the big game.
Do you know, I would normally say that is good, but when the Little Leaguers are going to be better than the actual game, I think that's an issue.
Oh, I don't know. You might just have to get them on to see.
Yeah, and Jennifer, we can just have halftime for longer than any of the halves.
It'd be, that's
I know they went. They would absolutely love it.
Yeah, my son does it for like the Gabba. You know, they go in and it just makes the year. That would be cute, Jennifer.
Would be handy to have a couple extra subs there too, just in case anyone
gets what injured. Position does your son play?
They're only just starting positions this year in under-8. They're just starting to do their fullbacks and stuff. So, but they've been the same team since under-6s, and they're a really awesome little team to watch. So they've had the same coach, same team. They've been together for 2.5 years now. So.
All right. Well,
it'd be great. They would love it.
We'll put it down. We'll take it to the organising committee, and we will organise some halftime entertainment. And if ever no one's available, you might just have to back up and sing another song.
An encore. You'll get an encore.
See, you're just doing it for comedy value. You know, I can't sing.
The Japanese national anthem.
That's a tough one.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
You know all the words to that one.
How does it go, your favourite?
Yes, how does it go?
Konnichiwa.
No, stop.
What?
She's hello.
Yes. Konnichiwa. That's how they're
I get up there, I introduce myself. Right. Konnichiwa, watashi no namae wa Abby desu.
Yes. Yeah.
And then after that.
Ichi ni san si go.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Bit of a dilemma, parenting dilemma at my house. At the moment, would like to get your guys' thoughts on it because that's always fun.
Come to the best parents you know. You're welcome.
I think he means the least supportive friends.
Yeah.
I think probably, you know, let's give it a go. All right.
So obviously I've got a daughter, Rory. She's 5 and a half.
Is she yours?
Apparently. Legally.
Come on, let's start.
Sorry. Okay. Until that ancestry.com gets back to me, for all intents and purposes, yes, she is mine.
Wouldn't they have caused some problems, ancestry.com, eh?
But she's at the age where she's walking and talking and making her own decisions. In fact, most of the decisions in my household are made by the females.
Look, let's be honest. She's Blue Ivy. She's the boss in the household. She is a boss.
She is the
boss. I love Rory. And it's like she's just there just to really test your beliefs in everything.
Yes. Yes, she is. I might talk about that later on. But she, I think she might have been hanging around with older cousins who had their ears pierced.
Okay.
And she said, when we were down the coast on the weekend, actually, she said, can I get my ears pierced while we're down here so I can go back to school on Monday with my ears pierced? I don't know how she knows that the Gold Coast is the place to go to get tattoos and ear piercings. I said, no, let's just get the filler and we'll stop there. but no, she goes, I want to get my ears pierced.
Yeah.
And I, you know me, Abby, before I was a parent.
This is why I love it, though, because you've always been so vocal about certain things.
Yes.
And one of them was pierced ears in kids.
Yes.
So that's why it's so funny that now your daughter wants to. It's just, I love her so much.
Now, I don't, I have nothing against ear piercings. I just think there's a certain age, and I specifically don't like it when, and this may offend people who have done it, but people who have got babies, like 1 or 2 year olds, kids that can't say yes or no to.
But then they don't remember the trauma of the hurt. Isn't that the reason of doing it?
They might not even want it done in the first place, regardless.
I know, and we were saying that as well, and I do agree with you. You kind of go, I don't know if I could do it to my kids. But then I go, I don't know any of my friends who had it done as a baby who have regretted it.
Right.
Because all of them have wanted to get their ears pierced. So I don't know if any of them grew up and go, how dare you, you scarred me.
Yeah.
But I guess there is a possibility of it.
Mm. So I asked the guy at the tattoo shop. He said he didn't do it.
So what age do you feel? Because obviously they do it to babies. Well, so there's no law against it.
Yeah. I don't actually know.
What have you said to her?
Well, we said we'll talk about it later.
And she said, no, I'll talk about it later with you.
And then she ran off. She got a needle. She superheated it and bang. I think we'll just keep on discussing it. I would say teenager, but that makes me sound old.
See, my parents wouldn't let me get my ears pierced. So my friends and I went and got our belly buttons pierced at 12.
Cool, she'll get it done tomorrow.
Hang on, but like properly, or did you do it at home?
No, we went to a proper place for piercing.
And they didn't worry about not having your parents there?
No.
This was
bad. Adelaide, eh?
This is Adelaide, Hindley Street. Yeah. Anyone from Adelaide, you know where I'm talking about. But, so I don't know. They sort of let us. But I had that so I could cover it up because my mum would have been so angry because she's never got her ears pierced.
Right.
So she used to get me clip-ons.
Yeah.
So you could try doing that, of course.
Yeah. I think I'm sweet with it. My sister's got theirs done.
Yeah.
Or I think all my family, I think it's an Acton tradition to just pierce them up when they're babies.
What about Eden?
Oh, I'd never thought of it, but Esther and I have to have that conversation. And if Esther said I want to get her ears pierced, I would say, yeah, do
it. So irresponsible of you. That is definitely a conversation you have before you have children. Come on. I could break up a family.
To be honest with you, even if I said to Esther no, and if she wanted to get it done, it'd get done.
I mean, I guess that's another thing to consider. Cat's obviously got her ears pierced.
Yeah.
And, you know, they want to look like their mum and stuff.
The same thing is for little boys. You have the question around circumcision. Don't you?
Yes.
It's a little bit different, but yes.
It's how is that any different? I mean, it's obviously a different part of the body, but you're still making that decision for the child.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
And most of the time it's like, well, dad has been, so we'll get the kid done. You know what I mean? That conversation happened with my
my husband and I.
If my brother's circumcised, my kids are circumcised. So you and Scotty have had that same conversation?
We had a huge argument with it. We didn't talk for a couple of weeks.
He wanted it?
Well, we did.
Oh,
because he is, and he wanted it, so we didn't talk for a long period of time.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Mm. Well, 13, 10, 60, ear piercing. Should Stav let Roars do it?
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
People who look good with earrings.
Lift your Myers piercing.
Make your ear piercing experience safe, fun and memorable.
Rory, my daughter, she's 5 and a half, and the concept came up of getting her ears pierced on the weekend, and I said no. And we're wondering what age is appropriate. Some people get it done when they're babies, so it doesn't hurt. Some people say, no, you're not getting it done until you're not under my roof. So what have you done? What are your thoughts on it? Tanya in Kalanga.
Hi.
Hey. What do you think?
Okay, with my daughters, we made this decision from friends who are similarly doing it when they're little. When my children were born, their daughters were getting to this age. Mm-hmm. We made it a rite of passage when they got their first period.
Oh,
okay. And so we talked to the kids all the way through about this. Off when they come home from school, I want my ears pierced. Mm. So we explained to them about how we wanted it to be a special day. So it made it can be a day of a horrible day.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Into the most exciting.
Right.
To like a bit of a... Yeah, right.
Yes. That's interesting.
A rite of passage.
Mm. Yeah, because I thought it was a bit weird at becoming first. Becoming a woman. And I'm like, no, it sort of makes sense. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, fair enough.
I always said that, oh, and Daddy will be the one who pays for earrings and stuff. You'll be able to get some nice earrings.
Slow down there, Tanya.
I did say that to you.
Yeah.
Megan joins us for the first time on air as well. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks.
What do you think?
So we made the decision really early on that when my daughter was old enough to make the decision herself, mm-hmm. that's when we would get them done.
Right.
And as of late, so she's about 2 and a half when she started asking for earrings like mummy. Uh-huh. So I said, well, you know, she's making the decision herself. And we put it off and he said she's not ready. And she's just turned 3, so I said, right, okay, she's ready. Uh-huh. She's absolutely begging me for it. Every chance she got, she was asking for earrings. So I booked in last weekend to get them to get her ears pierced, and her dad was really cranky.
Oh. Did you get it done?
Yeah, we got it done. Yeah. She cracked up a little bit. Mm. You know, she wouldn't let anybody near her ears, but then we'd try and walk out and say, okay, no earrings then, and then she's like, no, I want earrings.
Yeah.
So it was really hard, and then after we got them done, she was like, Mummy, my ears hurt.
Yeah.
And I said, it'll only hurt for a little bit. But then the next day I caught her looking in the mirror playing with her earrings with a big smile on her face.
See, that's it, though, because you've got to clean them after as well.
Yeah.
So you've got to make sure that she's aware of that.
Do they do both at once? Because I would worry at that age one would hurt and they'd be like, nah, that's it. And then she'd just have like a pirate earring.
No, definitely both at once. So it's really quick.
Okay,
so,
yeah.
Good. Pirates are cool.
Yeah. But, you know, like, you can walking around with, like, one earring.
And then go and buy a patch. We've got Natalie in Bray Park. You've had your twins done?
Yeah, they were done when they were 9 weeks old.
9 weeks old?
And they'll be 10 this year. So Mum and I were shopping and we're like, let's just go and get them done. A lot of places wouldn't do it at that age.
Yeah.
But it's just, my theory was that they won't play with them. They don't know where. They can't associate where the pain is at that age, and they were fine, and they've never had any drama.
Apart from the fact that when they're older, they're going to think they were born with those holes in their ears, though.
Yeah, probably, but I just asked them whether they wanted their second one done for their 10th birthday, and one of them was like, yeah, and the other one's like, nah, because she's like got a fear of needles and everything. Right. But,
so you only got one ear done?
No, the
second ear. Like if you get two
another
ear
hole,
holes.
Like another second pair of earrings. Yeah.
So, took the 9 weeks old in there and only did one each.
That's weird. Maybe it was just tell them apart.
You get one each.
Sheridan in Kapalapal Bar, what do you think about getting the kids' ears pierced?
Hi, guys. So I work at a piercing store.
Yeah.
And just with the age requirements, if a parent want their child's ears done, we have to do it. So if they want their 2 week old little baby ears done, in they go.
So you're a bit muffled. Can you step to put your phone a bit closer to your mouth?
What about if they're,
sorry.
There you go.
Sheridan, if they're like the kids screaming and saying, no, I don't want it done, but the parents still want it, then you do.
If the parents want it done, we can't deny their want, unfortunately.
Right.
So you've got to do what the parent says. That's interesting.
I do that with the flu injection when the kids don't want it.
Yeah.
I still insist on it, but
it's not
with earrings.
We try to get them to have some numbing cream as well just to help the child.
Yeah.
But we can't say no to them.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow. I was hoping Rory was listening and go, there you go, Dad. Majority says yes.
Oh, she'll say that when I get home.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Dave Hughes.
Dave Hughes.
It's Hughesy.
Every afternoon. afternoon. You got to listen to them, Husey and Kate. They now drive you home here at Hit 105. Bloody brilliant show, and the man Husey's on with us. Hey, buddy.
Look, thanks for those very kind words. Yeah, no, it can be random in the afternoons. It can be random.
It can be random.
I guess it is hard to do it. Doing the afternoon slot is because the news doesn't change too much throughout the day, does it?
No, it doesn't. Absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, there's a number of shows on the network. So, yeah, you know, I mean, often every show's done the topics before you get to them. So, you've got to try and find
it. You're listening to Carrie and Tommy going, oh, geez, guys.
Shut up, guys.
Come on.
We are. Absolutely. What the hell?
Or you go,
it goes our first three breaks.
No, you go, we'll be better. Don't worry. We'll cover it better than that.
Find your own angle. That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, what's wrong with Kate, mate? Is she genuinely sick?
Apparently she's genuinely sick. I got a text message on Sunday from her saying that I'm sick in bed. So I knew that, you know, I knew Monday was in trouble. Mm. So, and then
yeah, it was the setup text.
Yeah. For Tuesday, our producer Sash apparently went round to her house yesterday and she was in bed. So whether she scurried to bed when she saw Sash walk down walk down the path, I'm not sure.
Is it a big, big weekend for Kate? Because I always hear you on air saying she goes out too much. And now I just can't stop following her Instagram going, she's out again.
She does go out a lot, but she's not a big drinker or anything like that. Yeah. So she just likes to be social. But apparently, and this is according to Sash, Kate told her that Kate's doctor told Kate she's got a 49-day flu.
Oh.
So, have you heard about the 49-day flu?
No.
No, I haven't heard about it either. So, I mean, that augurs well for the rest of June. So,
sounds sweet.
It sounds like Kate's made that up.
Yeah.
It's a very specific amount of days.
It is, isn't it?
So, it's not quite the half ton, but the 49-day flu. So, that's what she's 49. Got. So,
right. there you go.
Mm, I don't know if we
should do this to Husey because you know that we love you. But we've just had someone call through.
Who wants to chat to you? He...
Oh, God, not Langbrook, is it?
It is a 49-day flu. Shut up. That's hilarious. I know. God, I wish it was. I actually wish it was now. Let's get her up. Hello, I believe. Who is it?
Hello?
Hey, is this NASA?
Yes, hello. Dave Hughes, it's NASA. How are you, mate?
Mate, I swear to God, I was speaking to the producer of the Logies. This is a true story, hand on heart.
NASA from Married at First Sight.
The producer of the Logies the other day, from Married at First Sight, and I said, mate, NASA's not invited to the Logies. What's going on? We've got to get him there. True story.
Yeah, mate, honest to God, right, when I read your thing, mate, the thing is, right, how do you invite 70 people, like not 70, 70% of the people not invite the rest? And this is what my play is fighting for the little man and saying we should all go, we should all celebrate, we all put the effort in, we all made our lives on the line, we all put it out there. And, mate, I love you for saying it because I tell you what, I want to be your date, but let me tell you, Husey, I'm not that cheap. I need flowers and I need to book my suit.
All right. Now, NASA,
I don't get a date. That's the thing. They're so tight with the tickets. Even if you're doing the opening, you only get a single ticket. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Absolutely.
Let's catch everyone up quickly. NASA is annoyed because you didn't get invited by Channel 9. Husey is man who slays the opening every year, and there was some discussion around you going with Husey. So are you? This is the hookup here, right?
Mate, I would love to be able to take you, NASA. I, at this point, I haven't got a date. So if I can get a date to the Logies, I will. I will take you, NASA. So,
mate, I love you to death. That is awesome. I'll sit and I'll wait for you. I've already Saba, believe it or not, no word of a lie. As soon as they heard about this, Saba contacted me. Saba Menzing said, "Listen, if Husey takes you to the Logies, we'll throw in the suit for you." Because Husey, I've never worn a suit in my life except my wedding.
Hey,
I'm
Husey.
Counting on you.
Hey, Husey.
It is. It's a big one.
I bet you wish it was Kate Langbrook now, don't you, Husey?
No, look, I want to get you there, but if we get you there, you've got to, when we mock you from stage, you've got to laugh, right? So that's the
mate,
thing.
I'll come up, if you mock me, I'll come up and give you a hug and a kiss in front of the world. How's that?
That would be a moment, that's for sure.
It'll be a moment.
All right, mate. I'll try hard. Keep trying.
That's good. We confirm nothing. NASA. Way to go. Yeah. That's all.
All right. Now let's go to Kate. Katie's actually... No, she's not. No. She's not on the line.
Your wife's on the other line, though, going, oh, really? You're taking him as your date?
No, well, my wife's going to be in Japan, so the children and my wife are going to Japan. Like, I was meant to go with them, but because his Logies came up, so I'm now doing the Logies. So I'm going 2 days later. So they'll be, they're in Tokyo. So yeah. They'll be fine.
Right. What are you going to do now, though, mate? Like,
with
NASA? Because he's, what? I think you might, he'll be on you. He'll be tweeting you, Instagramming you.
I kid you not, I did speak to the producer about it, who sort of was laughing, and I say, no, I'm not being serious, so, and he kept laughing, but I'll ask him again today. I will.
All right,
absolutely.
Him up. Also, too, buddy, Pino Cruises, you're going to be on that, doing the comedy cruise.
Yes, comedy cruises, a big four-day one starting this Friday, and I think it might be sold out, but there's three-day comedy cruises all year round, and most of them leave from Brisbane, and it's a bloody 3 days out in the high seas with comedians on it. Stav, you do it as well.
I do.
So, yeah, absolutely. So there's a $3,000 prize for anyone who hits the win page right now, guys. Oh, yeah, so we're giving away $3,000 for P&O are doing it.
Wow.
So hit the win page. The bloody, they're good trips, aren't they, Stav? They are.
Oh, they're fantastic. Yeah. My wife's on the one that you're going on the weekend.
Exactly, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah, so that's happening now.
All right, we'll go and...
Maybe NASA should hit the win page.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't need to. He's got sponsors. He's just making all his money by ringing up us and plugging away.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Political correctness. Spiralling wildly out of control.
There was a university who released more words that you're not allowed to say.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What were some of them?
I didn't click on it all. I know chairman's not in there anymore, so they're thinking about changing any of the people that are now called chairman.
Uh-huh. They are seat people.
Mm-hmm.
Do you reckon there'll be a time where, you know how like when someone swears on the radio, it gets beeped?
Yes.
So like if you say one of those words, like, you know, chairman or sportsman, they beep it.
Yeah.
Because that could be, you know, a possible
complaint. See, it's not going to be a problem because they're teaching the younger generation now.
Oh, so they'll be better at it than
they
will.
They will be better because this is all they'll know.
We make mistakes.
Yes.
They get it right.
They get it right. And as we know, every week I've been looking around the TV and I've been watching PC School, which is the new play school for political correct times. And here is this week's install.
There's a bear in its natural habitat and a chair as well. There are people with games, but only if you choose to play them, and stories about minorities to tell. Open wide, if you all consent. It's PC School, PC School.
Hello, humans. And welcome to PC School, where everyone's welcome and no one is ever wrong. Today, we're going to look at some drawings you've sent in. Here's one from Blaze, with a Z. She, or he, let's not be presumptuous, has drawn a sun that's purple, which is fine, because art is subjective, and a cow with five legs, which can happen sometimes, so, you know, good work. Here's one from Shaniqua, who's drawn a picture of her dad, or co-parent father figure, who is drinking. Shaniqua's written on the bottle, B-E-E-R, which spells milk. That's right, he's drinking healthy almond milk, because cow's milk is cruel. Okay, it's time for a song. Ready? You put your right hand in if you want to. You put your right hand out if that's okay with you. You put your right hand in, again, no pressure. You move it however you want. You do the hokey but not the pokey, that's rude. That's what it's all about. Oh, never do the pokey unless it's with someone that you love. Oh, never do the pokey until you are married to a boy or a girl or whatever you're into. Well, that's all we have time for. Join us next week where we'll do some colouring in, outside or inside the lines. Because we won't stifle your creativity. Bye-bye.
Open wide, if you all consent. It's PC School. PC School.
But what if I don't want to wait till marriage?
That's
You can pokey whenever you want.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Hey, tomorrow we're going to play Alpha Bucks. It's worth $10,000. We were two questions away today from giving away the money. So close. At 8 o'clock tomorrow we play. Here's the letter for you to practice.
Your letter is N. N.
For?
Nick. They've put a little cute comment on there because Nick is in promotions and he's the one that picks the number.
Yeah, he's been doing it all
the
week.
Letter, sorry. Yes.
Letter, yes.
Yeah, he has been doing it.
Yeah.
Nick could really go with a mango right now.
You made it sound like he's going to do something with a mango.
He is, he is.
They would mean a Milton mango. He's a very big Forex drinker.
You didn't think he meant that he was going to...
No, because why would you choose a mango?
Yeah, I know, it's pawpaw.
Because you've got the big stone in the middle, so I know that you wouldn't, but I just, I don't...
I'm getting his stone fruit reference. I know she's not, but I'm paying it.
Pawpaw.
Staff, Abby and Matt's $10,000 Alpha Bucks. Alpha
Bucks. Over $200,000. That is the money that we have shelled out for Alpha Bucks. How do we know this? Because it's coming up to end of financial year and our accountant had a minor heart attack over it. And she said, what are we going to do about this? And we said,
keep going.
We're going to give away more money. 10 grand. Let's give away some right now.
And Ellen, well done. First time on air for you. Congrats.
Oh, my God. Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, I'm sure first time on air, but you've listened to it a few times, so you do know how it works, and hopefully you're going to get the 10 grand, so our accountant is really scared. But you get $50 for each correct answer. Just say pass if you can't think quickly. And each answer needs to start with a letter that Stav's about to give you.
Awesome.
Okay.
All right, Ellen, your letter for today is F for Freddie.
Okay.
And your time will start when I finish the first question, which is, name a hobby.
Fencing.
Name a food ingredient.
Flour.
Name a car brand.
Ferrari.
Name a well-known musical.
Flashdance.
Name a month of the year.
February.
Name a TV show.
Friends.
Name an Australian music artist.
Frente.
Name something you find at the school fair.
Fairy floss.
Name an occupation.
You're killing me, Ellen. You're killing me.
You were two away from getting the $10,000. You know what?
What's the occupation? It's come to you now.
Florist.
Yeah.
Florist, flight attendant.
I bet you there's another F word you're thinking about right now.
That was right on the tip of my tongue.
What have you got the last one? Name a woman's fashion brand. No, you wouldn't have. No. You could have had Forever New. But congratulations, you got $400. That is awesome. $400.
Oh, my God, that's amazing. I'm so shocked I actually got through. So that is amazing. Thanks so much, guys.
No worries. Well done.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
This is going to be an interesting one happening in the courts today. You may have heard in Amy Drew's news. And our number is 131060. Maybe you wish that this had happened to someone that you lost. But there is a 25-year-old Toowoomba lady who is fighting to be able to use the sperm of her deceased partner.
Mm.
So sadly, he passed away a couple of years ago and they were quite young, but they talked about having children together and getting married. And he sadly passed away quite sudden. And she spoke about it with a friend of hers who was in law and said, look, this is really quite quickly. If you do want to do it, you've got 24 hours to be able to get surgery to freeze the sperm so that you can use it later on.
Wasn't the lawyer was appealing to the Supreme Court by midnight? Like,
yeah, at midnight.
On the same
and then
day.
Yeah, because there's someone apparently on call for emergency situations. And then he got called in. They sat into Parliament at 4:30 in the morning. There was a surgeon on hand at the Toowoomba Hospital and then proceeded that went through with the surgery. Now, this was the wishes of his parents because they weren't married, so the parents had to make this call.
Of course.
But now she has been going through the court system, and 2 years later, she still obviously wants to be able to use it and start a family, and she's going to find out from the law, from the lawyers today, I mean, from the judge today, whether she can.
Hearing this story, the one thing that stuck out for me too is I think a lot of people would miss it just because of how small a window it is and how you're not actually thinking about that
at that
at
point
the
of time.
You know? In the first 24 hours of losing a loved one, the last thing you're thinking of is the future, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's what, even on Facebook, people are like, wait, is this a normal reaction to someone passing? And I think
like
you're taking away that obviously she's grief.
Yeah. Oh, I think if she didn't have a friend who was a lawyer, I don't think it would have happened. Yeah. Her friend knows all the ins and outs and was like, you know, you need to do this quickly.
I've got a letter that I got my husband to sign saying that he would give me permission. Yeah. I don't know if it's different because we're...
Married.
But you can say that you've had children. But I don't know, 131060, if you have lost a loved one, especially a partner, and you wish that you could have done this, or maybe you're completely against it, because there's really conflicting things on Facebook when the story first came out.
Mm. Yeah.
And people were saying that my partner sadly passed away. We talked about kids. But he would have been horrified that I wanted to play God.
Mm.
I thought that's an interesting aspect of it.
I guess it's one of those things where organ donation is a big thing, you know, and that it, I believe organ donation is a brilliant choice because you can change, you can save so many lives from that. Now, I know, obviously, from this, if you let your partner take your sperm, you're going to create another child. Mm. That then comes with complications of you being deceased. But every day, there are men who father children who disappear purely because they can't be bothered to be fathers.
Mm.
So I think a child would be understanding of going, like, if you, if they're loved and the mother goes, well, your father passed away, we talked about having children, this is what happened.
There's no correct family structure these days, or even like normal one. There is no normal family structure. So I guess you're always going to have different conversations with kids. So I don't, that doesn't bother me. It might be a concern to some of us.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people are like, what about his family? Now, from his family point of view, they are completely and utterly honoured that she would want to carry on his name and his legacy.
Wouldn't that be beautiful, though? You've lost your son and you still get a part of him through a grandchild.
Mm.
Like, I think about it for my eldest son. If that happened to him, I would really want that.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you want it to be someone who you knew he was in love with.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that would be a beautiful thing.
My friend went through this situation and spoke about it with her husband who passed away, her husband's family, and she had already had one child. And they sort of said, "Hun, think about your future if you meet someone else."
Hmm.
Maybe that's not what you want to do. You know what I mean? Like, maybe you do want to move on and he would want you to be happy. So it's a weird one because if she meets someone else.
Hmm.
Well, that's got to be taken into account too, doesn't it? Well, 13, 10, 60, they're 2:30 this afternoon. This we're going to know. And of course, but whatever is decided in the courts today will be the precedent for moving forward. But did you lose someone and wish that this was an option?
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
There's a 25-year-old girl who's going to the courts today to determine whether, well, to see whether the judge grants her wishes to have a baby with her partner who passed away a couple of years ago. They had sperm removed within 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's frozen and waiting there for her to be able to use it.
His parents have said that they're okay with it. They want this.
Yes, they do want it. Yeah. And she still wants to go ahead with it. And that was, a couple of years ago that happened. And we want to know in 13, 10, 60, someone passed away that you love and you wish that this was a possibility.
Ashley in Rochdale, what do you think about this?
Well, this hasn't happened to me, but I just think that if the parents and the girlfriend are willing to go through the operation, I mean, the parents are obviously paying to keep the son's sperm frozen.
Mm.
So they should have a choice. I mean, they're the ones that decided to do it and they should be able to bring a child into this world that will just be so loved.
Mm.
I mean, we have so many kids around, you know, that aren't wanted or loved and that, you know, I just don't think that we should be denying someone that choice to be able to do that.
Mm.
So, and I think, if I put myself in those shoes as a parent, like I said before, you would want a grandchild of...
I can't imagine anyone saying no.
Exactly. Exactly. I have a 2.5-year-old and, you know, he's grandbaby number 4 on both sides and they're just so loved. And, you know, to deny, you know, those parents that have already lost their son, to deny them the choice to have another, you know, little person to love, I think just really quite cruel and that, you know, it's their choice. They should be able to do it.
Yeah. I mean, the girl is saying that they spoke about having children so often.
Mm.
Do you know? Like, it was a plan that they really talked about. So for her, it was just, I guess, just the norm to be able to go through with it.
Mm.
Alana's in Redland Bay. What's your story?
Hey.
What do you think?
I'm actually against it, guys.
Yeah.
About 10 years ago, my partner died very suddenly of a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
We had one child together. About 6 months before he died, we actually had a miscarriage.
Mm-hmm.
If we had had the baby, I would have had a newborn when he passed away. I don't know. It was never it never crossed my mind when he died. It was the last thing I was thinking of. I kind of think that if it was meant to be, then the universe would have let it be.
Yeah.
And I'm against. Yeah.
Alana, do you think you would feel that way as well if you hadn't have already had a child with him before he passed?
I think that's hard to say.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
Yeah, I think that's hard to say.
Yeah.
And I guess, when it's happened so suddenly, I'm so sorry for your loss. It's something that you never would have discussed with him.
No. Yeah. It was never. He was young and fit and healthy and 36.
Mm.
And, it never crossed your mind ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling, Alana. We really appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
The show. Good on you. Ange is in Thornlands, 131060, if you'd like to call up for this one. What do you think, Ange?
Look, this one hits a bit close to home to me, guys, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yeah. We've been in the family court system for over 2 years now, fighting for living arrangements.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hear stories like this where I just think, you know, there's a person who has lost a husband. The family's okay with it. This is what she wants. Why are we bogging the court system with something that's agreeable on all parties? Different if there was a dispute.
Yeah.
There's no dispute. So why are we doing it?
That's a good point.
You don't want it clogging up the court systems. I guess if this is a precedent and then it goes through, then it might not have to. It might be a law, so it might not have to go to the courts in future, Ange.
Yeah, well, you'd like to think so, you know, because this is potentially, you know, it would, as I said, it would be different if the parents were, you know, disagreeing or the mother wasn't seeking to look after the child or whatever the case may be. But, you know, there's so much going on in our court system. You're hearing about this stuff all the time. And for someone that's been in that system and doesn't want to be in that system, in that position, you just kind of look at this situation and go, why?
Yeah.
Why are judges being called at midnight? Why, you know, why is this going on?
When they all agree to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Ange. Aisha is in Gumdale. 131060 is the number. Hi.
Hi.
What's your thoughts?
Oh, look, I'm all for it. I think they should allow her to use it. My sister lost her son. We lost my nephew a couple of years ago suddenly in a car accident, and he had two little ones. His youngest was only 4 months old.
Mm.
Those children are allowing my sister to get up every morning and go on with her life.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for those two kids, I don't think my sister would have being the way she is today and accepted his passing. And especially one of them, the older one, who's five now, he is identical to her son.
Mm.
And she actually says, I feel like I haven't lost my son. I feel like God's given me another chance to bring up my son again. Because even his voice is exactly like her son.
Wow.
Yeah.
It feels like he's just gone small again and she's bringing him up again.
Yeah,
well, that's true. I mean,
I'm all for it.
Mm.
It's just amazing this girl, but you could imagine how it's going to be for his parents to be able to get a grandchild
absolutely
that would resemble their son.
Exactly. And the mother of his children actually lives with my sister and they've got such a strong bond.
Mm.
It's just amazing. These kids, are keeping them alive, to be quite honest, especially my sister.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for your call, Aisha. 2:30 this afternoon, I believe, is when the ruling is.
Yeah.
We'll have it with our newsroom. And we did reach out as well to this girl.
I think she's got a lot going on today.
A lot today.
She said she might be out of chat after the decision is
tomorrow.
Made.
So we'll let you know how that all goes tomorrow. It's
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Sidestep the big guys and kick healthy eating goals by shopping at your local fruit shop. Find your local fruit shop at yourlocalfruitshop.com.au.
Stav, Abby and Matt could have been legends of origin.
The inaugural Hit 105 could have water sort of cup.
Yes, last night, the first and only training session for the game that's going to happen on the 23rd. You can come down and have a look at it. And look, I wanted to go to the training session last night for a couple of reasons.
Yes.
I wanted to make sure that we shouldn't do a late withdrawal from the game with Maddie.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah,
I guess scratching.
Yeah.
Well, you talk yourself up. But then I was like, oh, this is just a little boy who watched the game but never played. And then I just wanted to go down for a laugh. So two different
you told reasons. Me, you told me moral support. When you said, where are you training? And I said, we're going to be there at Valleys. You said, you're there for moral support.
I love all the guys in the game. They are really good.
Now, I didn't go down because I didn't think it'd be appropriate to see the field where I die beforehand.
That's right. Stav skydiving in and placing the ball in the middle of the field.
Yeah. I thought I'd rather see it approaching me really, really fast. while a man strapped to me screams. Yes.
Did we talk about this?
What's that?
No more jokes, remember?
Yeah, no more dead jokes.
No more jokes.
No more jokes.
No.
No more jokes.
Thank you.
Abby's going to be singing the national anthem.
Well, so at least I'll miss that.
There's going to be pyro, cheerleaders, food trucks. It's all going to be going on. But yesterday at the training session, Abby came down, She recorded a few bits and pieces.
I think the highlight would have been your boots. They were very bright and brand new, weren't they?
Them? Thank you to Rebel Sport, Virginia.
Oh, okay.
My great sponsors. Mm-hmm. First sponsor is a sports person. Better say that.
Well, they might want their money back after the game.
Let's have a listen to what you collected.
So here I am. This is our first training session and our owning training session. Are you support team here?
New South Wales.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'll move closer over this way. Oh, what are you?
New South Wales.
Oh, sh**. Okay, cool. What's going to be the highlight of the game for you? Is it skydiving, the food trucks? What are you most looking forward to?
Oh, I'm really looking forward to the game. Like, yeah, definitely. I hope there's not many injuries. It's my son that's playing, so.
Oh, yeah, you actually care a bit more, hey?
Yeah, definitely.
Now, who do we have over here? Who wants to put their hands up and say they're a coach?
Only just.
Have you ever coached anyone with such, how would I describe them out there?
Great physiques. Great physiques and good senses of humour. Yeah, they should be good.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Is there any reason why you want to withdraw from the game?
Oh, I can feel my hamstrings a bit tired, eh? What's your feeling?
Fear. Absolute fear. Did you notice when we were like, hey, it's all a bit of fun. We all got to go to work on Monday. Let's just take it easy. There was a few guys that laughed, like bull dust.
Full disclosure.
Yeah.
My boots are getting me. Oh,
they look so bright. I would have worn them in. Good luck.
Glad we had a chat because I missed. They did the run around and warm up lap. I'm going to skip that. I don't have to do it.
So here I am with Peter. I've pulled him out of training for a minute. Are you puffed already?
Yeah. I'm going to protect Maddie.
Yeah, my protector.
Okay. So we called you up to play what position?
The halfback.
Halfback. And you laughed, and I'm not understanding. That's not your position.
We'll see Maddie's size.
Yep.
Look at me.
So I'm here with the coach. I'm actually kind of getting impressed.
I am too. Like, there's a lot of people here that are very good.
Yeah. Go, Maddie. Good catch, hon. Good job. Actually, Matt's not too bad. Just don't tell him that.
No, we won't tell him. He's doing well. He's doing
better. He's the smallest out of them.
I think he's the fastest.
Yeah, I think he's the fastest as well.
I think it's the boots.
Yeah, it's definitely the boots.
The boot looks amazing. Well done. If you want some Band-Aids for your blisters, just let me know, hon.
Oh, he's doing good.
Throw to Corey Parker!
Okay. He's no impressed. He's not impressed. Yeah. All right, no worries. Ah, they're doing really well. I reckon it's going to be a good game.
Mom, don't embarrass me in front of my friends.
He turns around and goes, shh. It's just too addictive when someone gets embarrassed and all the other guys are looking like, oh, God.
They are. You know what one of them did? One of them from New South Wales comes up to me. So first thing he said to me, so we're running around, and he comes up and he goes, hey, Mitty. I said, yeah. He goes, you look bigger on the poster, bro. He goes, I'm against you. He's like, oh! This Saturday, Valley's Diehards, Emerson Park. Who knows what will happen? But you can watch it all online. I believe. Are we going to live stream it? I think there's talks of a live stream or something. Ooh. Yes, we are live streaming.
Yes, we are. Okay.
Telecast on our Facebook page. Yes.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
I've been that organised lately. I've been forgetting to pay bills on time.
Forgetting or not able to?
Bit from column A, bit from column B. eBay purchases came first, you know, the usual.
The important things.
The important things, yeah. Good clothes, though. So I gave him a call for the council rates, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't remember to pay, but I'll pay them now. You know, can I still get the discount? Because you know how if you pay on time, you get a bit of a discount?
Yeah, yeah.
I said, can I still get that the discount and pay now? And he goes, well, that discount's for people that pay on time. Yeah. But I know.
I believe it's called a pay-on-time discount.
That's exactly what he said to me. He goes, so that would make it not the pay-on-time discount? Yeah. So no. I said, okay, thank you. I'll pay it anyway. Thanks, but no thanks.
No, if that is a thanks, but no thanks.
What?
Well, it's a pay... He just... I'm not...
No, it is. He's not happy. But...
It's a pay... It's an early pay discount. You paid late.
I know. That's what he said.
Oh, are you questioning someone's thanks, but no.
I think he is. Is that what he's doing?
No.
Good luck, buddy. Don't repeat them like you usually do. I remember and let them go, but keep going.
Footy games on Saturday. Could have been Legends of Origin.
Mm-hmm.
Just take it easy on me.
No, they're not going to.
No, they're not going to.
No, they're not going to. I know that. I am going to get hurt, okay? I got hurt last night at training. I got palmed in the face.
But he did say sorry.
He did. I don't think he meant it. I went to tackle him. He palmed me. My legs went up in the air. I was on my back. And then I stood up and didn't feel my nose and top lip for, I reckon it was probably about 8.5 minutes.
Did you cry when you got to the car?
He had to blend his KFC.
No one can cry with a bucket of fried chicken.
That's why you got it.
It saved me going through the drive-thru. So, to the palm in the face, I say thanks. But no thanks. The laughing from the staff who were there too, but that was not appreciated. No one even said, are you okay?
Are you okay?
Are you alright?
Yes.
Cool. Hey there. Tradies. Very forward, aren't they? Got a guy around at the moment painting our bedroom. Josh, lovely guy. Nice fella. Doing a good job. Sitting in the lounge room and he walked out. He went, hey, you're on the douche pipe.
What's a douche pipe?
My vape.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah.
On the douche pipe, mate.
Yeah, right.
That's what I call it. Thanks.
What's he saying? You're a douche because you're not smoking cigarettes.
Yes. Okay. Joke's on you that paints lead. Thanks for nothing.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Hey, that is the podcast. Wrapped up, everyone. Thank you so much for downloading it. If you are listening via iTunes, you need to get off it. The best way to get our podcast is via the Hit 105 app. And I believe our people who run the technology behind it are working on a way where if you've downloaded our app, right? Mm. And I'm just saying this, I hope they actually do it because they said they would. Mm. In the future, when you enter competitions, it will be as simple as opening up the app and clicking one button.
Mm.
So because it already that holds your information, you don't have to put in your name, your age, your blah, your bear, your blah. You just go, boop, I would like to enter that amazing competition for lots of money.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be handy if you're involved with that.
I'm just signing up now.
Have you not got our app?
I didn't with the changes. Like, I always had it, but then now you need to change it. You can actually sign into it if you want.
I don't have
it. And I never app? Did.
Why, but of course you should have our app.
Why? I work here.
Exactly.
So what about when you... Oh, no, I've often listened if I am away. Like, I was away for a day and I listened to you guys on the app.
Good show.
Just to make sure you were behaving. No, I didn't feel left out, to be honest. So it's all good.
You didn't feel left? You didn't sound like you went missing? Like, you felt like...
What about when I was away?
Well, I was
have you
here.
Been away?
Yeah.
I missed you.
Okay, don't go away, Steph.
Come on, you were fishing for it.
I was actually fishing.
You were. You actually were.
You really were. You were shocking.
I was shocking. That's really what
they're at. I believe we've got a new... we've got a couple of...
Couple of reviews.
Reviews? Oh, no. Just new one. It's a good review from Miss D Cat. Came through Wednesday last week. Love you guys. You are my driving listening on the endless school and extracurricular activity runs. It is annoying when you make your kids get into extra stuff because you're like, they need to be a part of something. But then it just inconveniences you, doesn't it?
I am so excited when the season finishes.
Oh, it's
I'm
the
like,
best.
Yes, but I don't want to let him know that because my rule is always if you say yes to something and you sign up and I've paid
it's
it, you have to keep going.
You've got to meet your commitment.
Yeah.
But it is annoying to have to take them.
Come on, you got to meet your commitment. Come on.
Oh, and on your show the other day, you had songs you've been singing wrong the whole time.
Mm. Oh, yes.
Now, Abby thought...
Tell Them All I Said Hi by the wonderful Amy Shark.
Still was... think it is. It's Tell Your Mum I Said Hi.
Okay.
Tell Your Mum I Said Hi.
She's not Rose
Hope she's been well.
Mm. Oh, I think so. We've had this before, though. My 7-year-old, she said, sings along to our show jingle, which is this one here.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
This is the second time we've had this. Her 7-year-old sings, "Stand up and be a man."
Yeah.
Ah.
Hmm.
That's why we have the translator. The guy says it after.
Yeah.
Do you know what my 4-year-old sings?
What?
Stav, Abby, and my hat.
Do it again.
Stav, Abby, and my hat.
Stab Abby in my hat.
I just signed up.
And they're actually playing that song right now.
Is that the song that's playing on radio right now?
Yeah.
That's a coinky dink.
Tell your mama said hi.
No.
No, she's playing that from Tidal.
No, okay. I can see it's on the app. You're looking at us like you're right.
Tell your mama said hi.
No.
Tell them all I said hi. We spoke to Amy Shark and she said it's tell them all I said hi.
I know. Cute. I didn't want to correct her.
Yeah, well done.
See you tomorrow, everyone.
Bye.
Tell your mama said hi.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
Stav, Abby and Matt.